Hello, welcome to Meaningful Messages with Tamika Smith, your source of inspiration and empowerment. One day, I chose my faith over everything, over second-guessing, doubt, hopeless hope in an abusive relationship to not only survive, but thrive. I chose to be better, not bitter. As a mother, author of several books, and an advocate of domestic violence, how? I discovered my voice. I underestimated myself. My message resonated with many. From Huffington Post, Good Housekeeping, The Renewal Project, TV and radio appearances, this progressive, extroverted introvert decided to share meaningful messages with those looking for a purposeful life. Get ready to laugh, cry, and leave better than you came in. Welcome to Meaningful Messages. You know, God is doing some amazing things in my life. I'm a mother, I'm a sister, I'm a friend, and all that good stuff and so many other things. But I am a woman that loves God most importantly, and certainly last but not least. So I am on here today. We were on yesterday talking about the house, the foundation of a house. And so God still got me, you know, building on, no pun intended, or maybe. But God has got me talking about the structure of a house on today. And the title of this podcast is called The Structure of a House. You know, the unseen things are everything. The unseen things are everything. This podcast, you can listen to this on Apple, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. Anywhere that there's a distribution for podcasts, I'm on it. Amen. But anyway, let's get back to this message. We are talking about the structure of a house. What do I mean by that? So, I've been in my new place for about 29 days and had an issue with a couple things. And, you know, today, this morning, I got up. I was frustrated, you know, building and stuff. And, you know, I was able to do it. You know, I had to let go of my frustrations and had to see a thing out. I could see it before it was standing. What is that I'm talking about? I'm talking about this little bathroom shelf that I'm looking at right now. But I was able to do it. So in relation to the structure, as we go through these quarantine times, as we go through the motions of life, as we're going through, you know, jobs, relationships, are you paying attention to the structure of that relationship, of that business, of that partnership, of that friendship? Are you looking at the structure? Some of you guys have been revealed that some of the structures of the relationships are not so great. But in that structure, it can be rebuilt, it can be reframed. But, you know, as I was doing my research about the, you know, the structure of a house, it gave me so much revelation that, you know, the structure is the unseen things. The unseen things as it relates to your faith. The faith gives you the foundation, right? And the structure of a house, a structure of your faith, are the unseen things that may not always be seen, you know, in the physical matter. So, and I got my points. Y'all know I'm going to give y'all some points. That's just how we do. Just getting to my notes. The structure of things. Because the unseen things are everything. Because you may not always see it, but it is there. So, like I was saying, when you know, the structure, it's a house. It's a skeleton of a house. You know, it gives it support, shape, and framework. As you are in your house in these quarantine times, think about your life. In a spiritual way, financially, physically, and also in other environments like your jobs, your relationships, and your business. So declarations, that's the framework. It's the foundation of your faith. And according to Job 22 and 28, it says, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established to you, and light will shine on your ways. And in another, you know, scenario, Jesus, He was about that life, but he didn't want to be seen. He was just doing the work. And so in Matthew 9 and it was around 28, 29, he went up to the blind men and, you know, they wanted to be healed. And he said, according to your faith, He said, let it be done according to your faith. So according to your faith, what kind of foundations are you on? What's the structure that you're doing in your declarations? Are you speaking life? Are you decreeing a thing? Are you speaking death? Are you saying, oh, we're never going to get out of this? Am I never going to see the promised land? Am I never going to get out of this job? Am I never going to have a fruitful relationship? What are you saying out of your own mouth? Because your words, just like Dr. Alexis Mattson say all the time, I like to give credit where credit is due, but your words can create worlds. And for anybody that's been following me long enough, I always tell y'all to speak life and speak it more abundantly. Because you're going to eat the fruit. Whether it be a fig tree or some good old fruit, you're going to eat it. But it was according to their faith. When he, you know, he kept them from, you know, not being able to see. There was a transformation taking place as we're going into, you know, this quote unquote transformation Tuesday. Think about the transitions. Think about your structures. Think about the things that might have shaken you a little bit and how you're going to come out better than this. And prayer, it's the unseen framework of your relationship with God. The world may count the tangible things that you can touch on your timelines and post it up looking good and, you know, with the cars and the labels and the flight stamps. But in the end, what does God validate? What does he validate? What does he put his stamp of approval on? We want to be like Christ-like. We need to be like him all the way. Not, you know, like it's Burger King, have it your way, we're going to do what we want to do, and that be that. So, you know, and another thing about the framework and the structure, some points to give y'all some thought about in this transformation time, in this transformation Tuesday, in this transformative month that's taking place for so many of us, that prophecy is the framework for direction, correction, and clarity. I'm going to repeat that one. Prophecy is the framework for direction, correction, and clarity. Has anyone prophesied into your life? And it changes the trajectory of your life. Or have you spoken, just like I was saying earlier, have you spoken some things that you might need to come out of agreement with and speak life and speak it more abundantly? And not only speak it, but actually do the works, because it says faith without works is dead. So we got to come alive. We got to revive some things. You know, just like it says in Ezekiel 37, if you're suffering from, you know, structural damage, your framework jacked up, the structure will give you some stability. So get up and stand up for your life. Speak to your own dry bones. You will live. Let's declare some things. You will live and not die. You will prosper and never be broke another day in your life. You will love and not worry about anybody that did you wrong. You will be all right after this. You will live after this. Everything will be all right because my God said so. Not because I'm saying it, because God said he will do all things. He will do all things. He will do all things. Not a little bit of things. He will do all things. You guys, I want you guys, your family going to be blessed. Your friends going to be blessed. Your enemies going to be blessed by your testimony. So don't give your haters any kind of motivation, any kind of too many shout outs. Do what God has called you to do. Stay in your lane. Don't look to the right or left and keep it moving. Keep going. Keep striving. Tell y'all that all the time. Stay encouraged and stay on your faith, because the structure, that's the structure that's holding you up. All right? All right, so I got some more recording to do. I love y'all, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Hey, guys, so this is just a quick segment because I really felt an unction to really read out Ezekiel 37, you know, talking about the Valley of the Dry Bones, because I know, you know, no matter when you're listening to this, I know that you guys are dealing with some dry bone situation in your life. And I want to give you guys another unction, another power that to encourage you that your bones, whatever dry bone situation that you're in, that you will live. And just to give you guys, you know, that word in your spirit, so it can drop in you, so you will know that you will live, you will stand up, and you will be better than ever before. Love you all. Talk to y'all soon.